Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yes, you are. Too bad this week's only 5 days long. Craig Evans brought you that comment earlier in the show because it's kick butt day.
Yep.
And a kick butt all week. For at least four of the 5 days. Maybe not in a row.
Certainly
yeah, maybe today
row.
You weren't ready to kick butt yet, maybe not but the whole, tomorrow not the whole through day. Friday, kick butt, even though today's kick butt.
Or you do like 2 hours a day, you kick butt.
We're going to make a week out of it?
Looks like it.
Well, we could if we wanted to.
Yeah. Well, all you got to do is declare.
Well, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
That is all you have to do.
All you have to do is say it. It's kick butt
You
week.
Know, you really kicked butt this week. I want our boss to tell us that on Friday.
You know,
good luck with that.
Yeah.
Seriously. Have you met him?
Yes. Good point.
Yeah, he's not really full of encouragement.
Nah, not his bag.
No.
We are also celebrating Be Bald and Be Free Day.
Reminder that, that who was it again now?
Jason Witten.
Jason Witten is now bald.
Bald.
And free.
Is that for ladies or men?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, they didn't make Boog get a hairpiece to be in the booth with, you know? I don't know why.
That didn't make much sense to me either.
That must have been him.
It had to be him.
I'm guessing.
It had to be
that
him.
That was Witten's call.
Because right. They don't care.
Yeah, you can be bald. Just, shave it off.
Hello.
Keep it clean. Right. Make it look nice.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Boog pulls it off.
Yeah.
Well, the Hasselbeck brothers are
bald white boys on
ESPN.
Pleat cue balls.
They didn't make him get what? A hairpiece?
That's it.
Now, sorry. In that case, you're calling it a hairpiece. I got it.
Because that one got his hair pulled out every time he looked at porn.
That's right.
Yeah. His wife would snag him.
The Hasselbecks,
And then shave his head.
That's probably right.
As punishment for looking at porn.
Pussies.
According to new research, people who live with a partner, roommate, or family member.
Like a wife?
Well, that could be
a partner.
Yeah, that could be a partner. That could be a roommate or a family member, couldn't it?
It could. By definition.
Hopefully they weren't a family member until you married them.
Hopefully.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. But who are we to judge?
Well, we judge incest a lot.
Yeah, incest. I feel okay getting judgy on that.
Most subjects, you're right. We are not to judge. Look at us.
I don't feel like I'm getting up on a high horse.
We will
there.
Judge on incest.
At least not negatively. We can judge positively. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I've done that.
But that's one of the rare instances where we make a moral judgment.
We do.
And I think the audience follows us on that. I think they're okay with that.
I don't care if you bang your cousin.
Yeah, see, we're not that judge.
Doesn't bother me.
Although, I wouldn't really recommend that. There's health ramifications.
Don't knock them up.
So wrap that bear up if you're going to bang your cousin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
If you're going to bang your cousin, plan it. Don't just jump into it spontaneously and then you don't have a rubber.
Good point.
Plan the bang with the cousin.
Make sure you have a cousin
and
rubber.
And make sure you have a cousin rubber.
Right. Go to
cousin,
your
they're different. They're extra thick, actually.
Planning to bang your cousin.
I think cousin rubbers are actually extra thick.
Center. Oh.
Yes.
They've shut most of those down, though.
Is that the brand name?
Cousin rubber.
Cousin rubbers?
Yeah.
You look for that on the shelf?
Extra thick. Because you really don't want to touch that.
Right near the pharmacist counter so they can keep an eye on them.
All right.
Available at your SEC shop.
Your Bulldog Cousin Rubbers.
Go to secshop.com.
Damn right.
And get Alabama's going down!
Get your Cousin Rubbers.
You know they have those at the bookstore at every cousin, SEC college.
I hope
cousin
so. Rubbers.
People who live with a partner, roommate, or family member.
Yeah, that went off the rails pretty right away, didn't it?
7 in 10 of them would refuse to date or marry someone who was messy. Now, they probably already do live with someone that's messy
to
at this point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's messy and then there's just
it's filthy. Ridiculous.
Almost half of respondents admitted to getting frustrated over the lack of contributions from their fellow living companions. 42% said they share the chore responsibilities in the home, but that doesn't mean it always works out. 67% get into arguments about chores. They do this approximately 3 times a week on average, according to the numbers. Arguing about chores with the roommate or whoever it is that you live with. 45%, it's the dishes in the sink that ticks them off the most or that happens more often.
Here's what happens in my house now.
Start a argument.
I do my own laundry. And I do all my own laundry. But just because I don't mind doing laundry and I like to get my stuff done. But now that the wife is working, now that my wife is working.
The missus.
The missus.
The little lady.
I will clean the sink out and load the dishwasher and run it. But here's my problem. Apparently, I'm not allowed to say I did that.
Oh, because you're now, because by saying it, apparently you make people feel like. You are expecting some sort of great reward.
But I'm not. I'm not. It's just she'll call and say, what are you doing? I say, well, I just load the dishwasher. I'm doing some laundry.
You're not bragging about
no,
it.
No, not at all.
You're not.
But apparently that sounds
you
like
You were asked a question.
Right.
And you're answering
and
the question.
I don't do that unless I'm actually doing it. I'm not out drinking somewhere. I'm actually loading the dishwasher because I'm there during the day and she's not. So I load the dishwasher, maybe throw some of my stuff. I shall wash some towels. My wife?
No. Another surprise.
Good.
A little better.
Good.
What?
Yeah. He's showing up a day early. We didn't have you on the dock until tomorrow. Pauly Shore.
Oh, hey, Pauly.
Good. Morning, Pauly.
It's better to catch you off guard. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you guys can't prepare this way. Because you guys can't prepare this way.
We're talking
you know
about
mean?
That's right. But we don't need to prepare for you, but you can come into the conversation here. Do you have a woman living with you now or not?
Just a blow-up doll.
Okay, got
okay.
it. So does she help around the house?
Yeah. Does she do chores? What? Do you do chores? Who does the majority of the cleaning at your place?
Well, my take on that whole thing is basically, and I don't know, this could be weird, but I think if the guy's kind of paying the rent, paying the bills, paying everything, like literally like taking care of everything financially.
Right.
I think the woman should take care of the house, you know, make it look pretty for them or for both of them, you know, like fold the bed, you know, wash the clothes, clean the dishes. You know, she's got to do something, right?
I like Pauly's old-fashioned.
I think Pauly's right, too, but I'm not going to say it to my wife.
I'm going to guess, Pauly, you
well,
have
I'm just saying. Well, I'm just saying if that's the case, but sometimes the woman is paying the bills.
That's
and
true.
Then the guy should clean everything and do all that stuff. You know what I mean?
You're right.
It's a team effort. It's a team effort.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess you have a woman or someone come and clean your house. Am I
correct? I have a housekeeper. Yeah, housekeeper.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course you do.
I thought so.
Of course you do. Are you a messy guy?
Ever since I was a little kid, I've been a mess.
All right.
How often does a housekeeper come over?
Once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Oh.
But you're on the road all the time, so your house can't get too messy, man, right?
Well, you know, it's just kind of collect in the middle of the night, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
All right, what's new, man? How you been? Everything good?
Hey, you know what? Here I am. Here you are. What else can you say? That's better than most, you know?
Funny Bone, what night is this? When's your one-nighter?
Thursday.
Thursday night, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Yep, is that one show or two shows, Pauly?
It's two shows.
Two shows Thursday night, funnybonomaha.com. Pauly Shore will be there live and in person. Check him out at the Bone there. So you're out of your way. I see we follow you on the social media. You're out everywhere. Were you over in Israel recently?
No, I was in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that's right. What'd you do there? Were you performing or just over vacation?
I was running from the Al-Qaeda.
Well, that's probably the bad place to go. You should have stayed here to run from Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, I don't know where one goes to run from Al-Qaeda.
I guess it's kind of like the Mikey commercial. They're the old Mikey commercial?
Yep.
They're doing stand-up comedy there now, so they figured, you know, hey, we might as well start with Pauly Shore. If it goes bad, who cares, right?
Hey, Mikey, you're right. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. I get it. Yeah. Well, they had to like you, right?
What are the crowds like? What do they laugh at?
I had to tailor my act.
We lost you there. Are you moving?
Yeah,
you're walking around. We can't hear you.
You suddenly became muffled.
You can hear me now, right?
No, what'd you do? You in the toilet?
Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you, but it's really low. You were coming in clear.
Yeah. Sounds like someone.
What about now?
It's a little better.
What about now?
That's good. Go ahead. So,
that's better. It sounded like someone had a rag of chloroform over your mouth.
What'd you have to cut?
That was Al Qaeda.
Okay.
Yeah, no Al Qaeda jokes.
No, it's kind of like I'm on the radio with you guys right now, and, you know, I can't curse, and you can't, you know, say anything too gnarly. So it's pretty much similar. You know, you're definitely restricted, and you can't, you know, it's not like working at the Funny Bone where you can do and say whatever you pretty much want, you know, on stage. So
did the
you
crowd
kind of refrain, you know.
Did the crowds recognize you and know a lot of your earlier movies and things like that?
Yeah, that's why they brought me out there.
Oh, yeah, well, you're a famous guy. I know that, but I want to make sure the crowd knew who you were. Cool.
Well, yeah, they knew Pauly Shore. They knew the movies, and they watched, you know, the YouTube and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Was it fun? Was it a cool place to visit? be honest.
I think, you know, what it did for me, it made me really appreciate, obviously, that we live in America and that we have
freedoms.
Excess freedoms to do pretty much and say what we want. That being said, I really enjoyed actually getting all that stuff taken from me because it made me kind of like, you know, appreciate, you know, the fact that, you know, you can have a glass of wine at a restaurant and with a friend.
Yeah.
There you can't. You can't do that out there. You know, there's no wine. There's none of that stuff. So
yeah, that would drive me crazy too. So the crowds were not drinking either then? Obviously not.
No, you can't. Drinking's illegal in Saudi, yeah.
Yeah, man. So that would make you appreciate coming back.
I think you have to go underground for that.
Yeah, but then is that worth it? They were telling me that. They're like, well, if you want a drink, we can go to my friend's house. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need a drink.
Yeah,
you know?
I want to be stuck somewhere else, you know, at somebody's friend's house. We got Pauly Shore here drinking, and people, you don't know what's going to happen. You're right.
Did you do something you thought was you were going to get a good reaction to and didn't, and vice versa? Something that you didn't expect a big laugh from? Did I just hear chickens in the background?
Mm-hmm. You got a chicken there?
No, yeah. It's pretty much, it's the same restrictions if you go on network TV. You know, it's the same exact restrictions. That's it. That's my answer.
Did you practice your set then? Because you know you're not necessarily totally dirty, but you swear you're pretty hardcore comedian.
Well, they just told me what to do, and I listened. I didn't really, you know. I just shifted. You know, you shift. You know, that's it.
I understand that, but you know what? Pauly doesn't play by the rules, and I'm cool. I'm glad you did. So you didn't stay over there because you know you've always done your own thing. You know, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got it. In Saudi, you know, it's not worth it, you know?
No, hell no.
You can't be the rebel.
But you can raise hell at the Funny Bone. Go ahead, Pauly.
Yeah, what's crazy is that, you know, when you dress normal, like a normal person, the girls don't really look at you. But then I got, like, once I got comfortable there, I got, like, a turban, and I put the thing on my head, and I dress, and I kind of look Saudi because I'm Jewish, you know, I got a beard and stuff.
Yeah.
So all the girls through the burqa, you could see their eyes kind of lightening up. I was like, hey, babe. And they, like, looked at me like I was cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, I would
babe, through the burqa.
I would think that would piss them off, like cultural appropriation, but they didn't mind?
I don't think he dressed in a...
They didn't know. They didn't know. I told you, I look like one of them when I have everything on.
You fit the part.
Yeah.
I could just picture you dressed like that.
I want you to dress like that on Thursday. See what kind of reaction you get.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com, Pauly Shore. The early show is sold out. There are some tickets available for the late show Thursday night, one night only. FunnyBoneOmaha.com with our friend Pauly Shore. I know you're flying in that afternoon, so we're going to miss you, but yeah, have a good time while you're here, brother. All right?
Yeah, you guys, I'm glad you guys are still, you know, you're still doing your thing and way to hang in there. And I'm excited to come to Omaha this Thursday and hang out with Colleen. It's been a couple of years. So.
All right, bud. Have a good time, man. Love you. Take care.
All right. Love you guys.
Right,
bye.
See you, man.
Talk to you soon.
Pauly Shore, Thursday night, one night only. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Who's there on the weekend?
Josh Blue.
Oh, duh. Josh Blue,
Friday and
Josh
Saturday
will be here Friday morning, right?
Yep.
We had that discussion hours ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Not looking forward to Josh Blue being here.
At all.
Yeah, he picks on you.
Because he's mean to you, Craig.
He's mean.
He is kind of mean.
Yeah.
Associated Press.
You think a guy with palsy would be a little appreciative.
No, yeah. He likes to be laughing.
Not pick
on people.
He can
talk.
Yeah. That was the best that he's mean to you. I love that he bullies yours. Maybe you should have picked another profession besides reading the news. That's my favorite line he's ever said.
But he didn't pick that profession. It chose him.
That's true.
It did choose you.
It did choose me.
Yeah.
Yeah. We made you come back.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
And the Pepsi warehouse didn't even fight to keep you.
Can you get a vodka on the plane on the way out of Saudi Arabia?
That's a good question.
I mean, if it's not a Saudi Arabian airline, say some other airlines flying through there.
An answer to.
And Saudi Arabian Airlines probably cater to the Western people, so they probably don't. I don't know. I'm just asking, you know. Once you're on that plane and it takes off, leaving Saudi Arabia, can I get a frickin' vodka? Because at that time, it's going to be really important.
There's got to be.
If I'm in Saudi Arabia for a week and not drinking.
Someone who can answer that question.
Right. And can you land there hammered? Once again, I don't trust any of that.
No, I don't think that would be safe.
No.
I would advise against that.
I would, too.
Well, this is... I
have no interest.
I'm looking at an article here about drinking on a flight to Dubai.
Okay, but Dubai is a Western city.
Yeah.
But although there's still some rules.
Even then.
But this says, yes, you can enjoy a glass of wine or alcohol on your flights to Dubai. It doesn't matter which airlines.
Got it.
But I think that what they do is they warn you that if you get off the plane...
Hammered
and leave the airport like that, then you're kind of running a risk.
Yeah.
That would be visibly hammered.
Yeah.
Did he say what?
But you would think in a sober country, us being buzzed might be visibly hammered.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's really visibly hammered in this country, just buzzed. because the whole country is walking around visibly, you know, buzzed.
Did he say what city he was in?
He just said Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Riyadh. Because it's, it's the only city in Saudi Arabia I can name off the top of my head.
Yeah.
The Wheeze in Saudi Arabia.
Law enforcement sources tell TMZ that a man broke into Tom Petty's former engineer's San Fernando Valley storage unit and got at least $100,000 worth of stuff, guitars and other instruments, and some guns. Hard drives located with Tom's music, including unreleased tracks, were stolen. Rough cuts.
Where were you, Todd?
As well.
Where were you, Todd?
Collecting Tom Petty's guns.
No, you'd rather have a guitar.
I would, actually.
Police did catch a suspect who confessed to the crime. He has been arrested for burglary. They've recovered the hard drives and the guns. As for the instruments, cops are still running down some leads. It is unclear if the storage unit was specifically targeted or randomly hit so far.
Well, you knew Tom Petty wasn't going to be there.
Well, they don't know if it was just a random, oh, hey, I got in here.
Here's some hard drives and some guns.
All right.
Yeah. Oh God. Okay, I'll let go. I'm going to do everybody a favor.
Did you do a horrible story? Because you teased another horrible story.
I think we did it.
Okay.
He might have done the Funny Bone in Mecca. Heard that's a good. That's a good gig.
I thought that was a Chuckle Hut.
Yeah.
It might be. You're right. Completely different affiliation.
The Mecca Chuckle Hut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they love to laugh over there. Who did the movie Trying to Find the Humor or something like that? In the Muslim
one
world.
One of our favorite comedians, Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw bits.
He did that soon after 9/11, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Did bits and pieces of
04, that. 05 somewhere.
And from what I could ascertain, they don't find much funny over there.
Not over there.
Out of Australia, a second grade teacher who cannot be identified.
Why? What's wrong with her?
She refuses to be identified.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. Nobody recognized her.
Like she had a smooth face.
Her face was all gnarled.
Smooth, right, yeah.
A second grade teacher has been banned from teaching for 2 years out of Australia. She was found drunk at school several times. One time, the woman had taken several doses of Valium and drank vodka disguised in a water bottle while teaching science to her second graders.
That'd be tough not to.
An ambulance was called after she fell unconscious at her desk. Another day, they found that she'd gone to her car to drink vodka and take Valium twice.
Oh, my God, that's hammered.
The school principal found her sitting at the front of her class with her eyes closed. Another time, she was taken to the principal's office, but the teacher then left in her car. The principal notified police, who pulled the teacher over. She had a blood alcohol reading of 0.14.
Somebody's teaching second grade, and they're all hammered. Well, who is it? I am them.
Another time, she had alcohol and Valium and collapsed near the school library. She was taken to the hospital, where her blood alcohol level was recorded at 0.34.
Oh, ooh. God.
I've had both, but not at the same time.
Which the hospital
Valium knocks me down, and vodka can knock me down if I do it right.
The hospital toxicology
together,
report,
oh my God,
indicated she was in the level of stupor stage. A reading of 0.35 is considered coma stage, and for so we can look back, she had a 0.34.
So that's stupor.
Yeah.
The high end.
I like that's actually a category now.
Coma.
I was stupor.
In other incidents, the teacher fell asleep on a computer desk in a second grade science classroom, was unaware of an incident involving a kid being punched and collapsed after consuming hand sanitizer disguised in a water bottle.
Oh, so she has a problem now.
She has
this tribunal found her, quote, performance as a teacher has been seriously compromised due to the consumption of Valium combined with vodka on more than one occasion.
I thought that was one of those one thing, one incident and you're out type of things.
Maybe not.
They
Australia.
Ordered that she is prohibited from applying for registration or permission to teach for a couple of years.
Vodka.
Yeah, in Australia, it's like five strikes and you're out.
Apparently.
If she was just drinking Foster, she'd be fine.
She didn't use that Valium in moderation either.
Boy, I did that once.
Valium and alcohol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's the only time I had Valium.
Yeah.
I had Valium is a great drug. I had to, to throw it down with some alcohol.
Yeah.
A lot. And that night is gone to me.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that. Because I had Valium.
Just gone.
A bunch of Valium after some dental stuff. And it was just a great sink in the couch buzz and you're gone. I couldn't imagine if I put alcohol on top of that.
Stupor? Were you in a stupor?
Oh, yeah.
Or coma?
Yeah, I think I can remember.
Half stupor.
I think I can remember hearing myself say, there's nothing wrong with me.
You know why? Because there's not.
Unless there's you're speaking like that.
A thing wrong with you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.